Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hey, hope you're having a great weekend. Milwaukee Food and City Tours, they can help you have a great weekend, a great week, vacations. They do the whole thing there. I love it. Teresa Nemitz is the founder of this great Milwaukee company, and she is with us. Thanks for being here, Teresa.
Thank you for having us.
I love what you guys do. It's Thank a gem you. In our city. You do so many different things for so many groups. Today, we're kind of focused a little bit on custom tours, private tours. And let's get into this a little bit. An example is maybe a unique Navy reunion that's coming up. This is so cool. Tell us about this, Teresa.
Yeah, you know, we have been working with some Navy veterans for about 4 years now to plan their reunion. We're so excited that it's happening. And, you know, we've really sat down with them and said, what is unique for your reunion? And one of the things that they talked about is that they have survivors of the USS Liberty that are going to be in attendance. And I don't know if you know this, but the library up in Grafton is named after the USS Liberty.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, so we're doing a special flag raising ceremony, and we've got the Boy Scouts coming out.
That's
and
cool.
The public is coming out to just greet them and thank them and be there and show off the artifacts from the USS Liberty. So we really like doing really unique things with our clients and finding out what makes things special for them.
So part of this is they'll get a little fish fry tour, get a taste of what's special about our state and a couple of other things. How cool is it that you guys have a catalog of tours that we can all choose from and go on, but you can create a custom tour? That is so awesome, and I don't know anybody else that does that. That's amazing.
Yeah, we have really prided ourselves through the years on really being able to develop an itinerary that meets the needs of the group. We sometimes call it Milwaukee's Greatest Hits Tour, for example. So we'll find out from a group, hey, have you been to Harley-Davidson before? If you have, okay, maybe we should go instead to Molson Coors, to Miller Brewery, to see that location. So we build out these really cool itineraries, but for us, it's always about showing off these iconic things and really showing off the best of Milwaukee.
So how long's the planning process? Give us some of the logistics. If I think I have an organization, I want to try to create something, how does it work?
Well, you know, sometimes we have a long time to work with groups. Right now, we're working with, for example, the National Square Dance Association. Those guys are coming into town in 2 years still to be able to have their convention here. You know, we're already thinking and planning about the NFL draft. We're thinking about the RNC and the DNC. So, you know, we have sometimes a lot of leg time, but then other times someone will call us and say, I need something tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I just had someone call us. He was actually coming in town from Toronto with a bus full of Blue Jay passengers or Blue Jay fans, actually. And they were coming in for the game and they had a problem. Their tour guide that they had originally booked ended up no showing on them.
Wow.
And they said, can you come tomorrow morning and show off Milwaukee? And we did. You know, we love being able to show off Milwaukee. So sometimes we have, you know, a couple of hours to plan. Sometimes we have years to plan.
The website, if you want more information, I'll give this again at the end, but it's MilwaukeeFoodTours.com, MilwaukeeFoodTours.com, and it's a beautiful, beautiful website with all sorts of stuff. I wanted to ask you, because it's another great example of what you guys can do about the Lutheran Women's Missionary, a completely different field of what they're doing. Tell us about their tour.
Yeah, we have another convention group that's been coming in with us, working on some really custom things for them. So we're taking them to Lake Geneva to go down and take the mailboat tour down there see them delivering the mail. We are taking them to Kenosha and Racine and Green Bay and Chicago. And then really for them, they really want to be able to go and see some of the Lutheran churches in Milwaukee. So we've put together a whole entire day of churches and chocolates tours and really being able to work with places that, you know, are closed to the public right now, and being able to work with them, open up their doors, and bring these tour groups in. So that's what we really do at Milwaukee Food and City Tours. We want to find out who you are, what you want to do, what your budget is, and we make it happen.
It's MilwaukeeFoodTours.com. We're talking to the founder and owner, Teresa Nemitz. I like to think of you guys as agenda setters or itinerary setters and also problem solvers, because things come up. We are in the midst of trying to do something. You guys have become real experts at handling all the little problems, the nuts and bolts, every possible scenario.
Yeah, we have really started to say that we are the professional problem solvers because
like
you have problems that happen when you have a large event that is happening in Milwaukee, for example, and suddenly you need someone to be a greeter at the airport. You need people sitting at hotels, for example. Something that I've really prided myself on is that through the last couple of years, we have built up a group of about 100 individuals that are part-time folks, many of which are retirees that just want want to be able to give back to their community and be a part of their community still. And so what we've been able to do with them is that we employ them to go and help problem solve. You know, greet your guests when they're coming into the airport. You know, staff an event for you. So I think that's something that we like to look at what problems are. We like to put people in place and make Milwaukee just really awesome.
So whether you have a bachelor party coming up, a family reunion, an organization that you're part of, just getting together with your family to do something really cool on the weekend, you can either choose one of their tours, and there's a fantastic variety, or let them build a tour for you at Milwaukee Food Tours. It's Milwaukee Food and City Tours. The website is MilwaukeeFoodTours.com. Check it out. It's incredible. MilwaukeeFoodTours.com. Teresa Nemitz is the founder and owner. Teresa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a delicious day.
That is so much fun. And I love what they do for small groups and for big groups. They've got you covered. Up next, our conversation with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers.